744, 16 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Glade Bilby, we will be in a second, president of French Quarter Citizens, board member with the French Quarter Management District. How you doing, Glade Bilby?
I'm doing fine, sir. Good morning to you.
Let's talk about, since we mentioned, I did just now, French Quarter Management District and the trash thing. Is that, for the time being, resolved?
No. Okay. We're right in the middle of it, actually. I guess you're aware that French Quarter Management District, through a bill by Senator Harris in the last legislative session, was authorized to have their own contract for sanitation for the quarter, and that's where we are now. We've put out an RFP and are waiting for responses, and we'll make a determination of who the new contractor will be in a week or so, before the end of the month when the old contract runs out.
Maybe I should have phrased it differently, Glade. Is our plans, is everything in place to maintain the continuity of trash collection in the quarter?
Yes, it is. And I think that was the effort by Cyrus's bill. Correct. Yeah. That doesn't mean there's some landmines in the way.
Oh,
but,
sure.
Yeah, that's where we're headed.
So, and again, I'll ask you about the effects of Sidney Torres and Ivy Waste. The results, and you're a resident there, you got a business there, as I understand it. It's a neighborhood. Your thoughts on the job that Ivy Waste does?
Excellent job. Everyone you talk to has never seen the quarter cleaner. We had friends in from for Jazz Fest, and they're kind of, what happened? It looks so good here. And you're hearing that from everybody. So that's why we want to continue with it. And I think the thing is, Tom, it's not that somebody else can't do a good job. It's now that we see it can be done so well, we want to continue with that.
Yeah, it just, again, seems like, and I understand you can't just do stuff because you want to do stuff, but, man, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Everything's working fine. Why in the world would we fool with?
Right. One of the few things that works really well, let's just keep it working well and go on to something and fix something. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about this building that collapsed and also about the likelihood of something like that happening again. Tell me about the French Quarter, the history of it, and what happened with the building collapse and how concerned you are that this could lead to something else, or at least this is the beginning of maybe trouble for the quarter.
Well, I think the disconcerting thing is that I'm surprised more buildings haven't, not collapsed, but crumbled, because that's what was the case on this one. There's an excellent book written years ago called Accidental City by Lawrence Powell that tells how the city started by Indians and Bienville and the high ground. But nonetheless, we're pretty soupy as underground. When anybody digs very far, they know that they hit water. So I think that makes all the foundations sort of tenuous in terms of going forward. One of the things we have in the quarter, 150, 200-year-old buildings. And so we have problems with all the infrastructure. So what I think is important for people to know, it's about infrastructure and access. And I say those two things. For the infrastructure, we have 18, 19 million tourists. So that's a lot of trucks, garbage trucks, tourist buses, people getting things in and cleaning up and getting things out every day, 24/7. And that's a tremendous amount of vibration. When you say vibration, you go, what are you talking about? Well, on the roads, which are fortunately been repaired a bit, when you vibrate something, it translates up to the taller buildings. And this was on a four-story building that this thing happened on, St. Louis. And it just sort of crumbles. Let's add that to the masonry and the stucco, which is basically made out of sand and water and lime, which only has a certain lifespan. It can't last forever. And it turns back to sand. And when you rattle it, move it, and shake it, it cracks. And who knows what's behind the wall? I mean, anybody that's renovated anything, as soon as you have to open a wall, you never know what's in there. You know, whether it's termites or rotten wood that's now looks like cardboard or some sort of water intrusion. If you painted something in the quarter, you don't know what's behind the wall.
Yeah, we could take a break. We come back. I want to talk about connectivity, Glade, because I know that's one concern that firefighters have as soon as there's a French fire in the quarter, because these buildings are just connected, if not literally connected, seemingly so, one on top of the other, on top of the other. Maybe they are connected. I don't know. But we'll talk about maybe some you know, everything's got to be maintained, right? I don't care what it is. You got to maintain it. If it's just a mobile home on an acre of land, it's got to be maintained, especially when you're talking about something as historic as the French Quarter, with everything as old as it is on the foundation that it's on, and this connectivity where everything is really connected to the other. When you talk about vibrations or fires or this or that or the other thing, something that happens here can definitely affect what happens over there. 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:56, 4 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our friend Glade Bilby, president of French Quarter Citizens Board member with the French Quarter Management District. And Glade, I was talking about the connectivity of the buildings, and when it comes to vibrations and those kind of things, I know somebody that they're the first one that they call whenever there is any kind of architectural problem or any kind of building collapse, because they know there's not a lot of room for error, especially with how tight the situation is, et cetera. How much of a concern is that?
It's a big concern, because when you go in the quarter, you see most buildings have a party wall with the adjacent building, if not part of the same building. And also when you go in the quarter, you see cars parked all over the corners where you shouldn't be parking. And that limits the access for first responders and fire trucks, because you cannot make the turn in these narrow streets with a large vehicle. So it's vitally important. Anytime you have a fire, where is it? How can they get there? How fast can they get there? Because in a fire, for instance, there's a real difference between 3 minutes and 9 minutes trying to get there. So I think that's something that we really pay attention to. And we talked about French Quarter Management District. We have a project where we are almost complete taking over what the city should be doing and marking the corners and no parking and fire hydrants, where people know where to park, where not to park. And that's a big help.
You know, everybody, we talked to Danielle Del Sol before about people that, you know, they have houses and they should do things according to code, but they don't. Sometimes, again, like you mentioned earlier, Glade, you don't know what is behind the wall until you get into it. Do you think enough is being done, or what would you like to see from the city as far as maintenance of this treasure of the city of French Quarter? It seems to me, my thought, and I don't live there or work there, but my thought is that this is a time bomb that's just waiting, that's been neglected, that's just waiting at some point for some kind of either massive collapse or some kind of something or the other that's going to indicate that it hasn't been maintained and the treasure is going to be lost. That's a lot of emotion in that statement. Do you understand what I'm asking you?
I do. There is a lot of emotion in that. And I don't know that the city can do anything other than raise the level of awareness and make people realize that what's the French Quarter? It's the architecture that reflects the history and the culture. And it's us residents who have been here the longest that keep this up. It keeps the brand up. So I think raising the level of awareness will help people understand what we have here. You can't go inspect every building, but you certainly can pay attention to every building and pay attention to the whole of the French Quarter as what we have. And it's something that we really need to value.
I worry about it because it is old, and obviously it's getting older, and it is on, you know, for whatever reason, some of the firmer ground in the city. But you just worry about it. Thank you, Glade. I appreciate your time, as always.
Certainly. Thank you. I appreciate you all the time.
Thank you, sir. President of French Quarter Citizens Board, member of the French Quarter Management District, Glade Bilby. We'll talk politics with Clancy Dubose when we come back. WWL.